with Empire, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. The snow fire burning northwest of Palm Springs has blackened 6,013 acres and was 52% contained this morning as firefighters cut additional lines around the perimeter of the flames. The fire erupted Thursday afternoon in the 15,000 block of Snow Creek Road, sparked by a vehicle fire, according to the Riverside County Fire Department. No injuries or structure damage have been reported. Firefighters continue to work amid high temperatures and in steep, rugged terrain, although slight cooling is expected today, according to the U.S. Forest Service, which said full containment is expected October 1st. Because of the smoke from the snow, Bobcat, and El Dorado fires, the South Coast Air Quality Management District extended its air quality advisory through this afternoon. Today is National Voter Registration Day, and good government groups say it's more important than ever. Millions of citizens have not yet registered, so Jonathan Matestein with Common Cause is working to spread the word. Every vote counts.
For a lot of low propensity voters, limited English speaking voters, young voters, and first time voters, they don't even realize that voter registration is that first step to voting. And so National Voter Registration Day is an opportunity to draw everyone's attention to the need to register to vote.
It only takes a few minutes to register at registertovote.ca.gov, or you can just register and vote on the same day at any polling place or vote center in the state. This year, California became the first state to send mail-in ballots, and not just ballot request forms, to every registered voter, so people can vote from home without worrying about being exposed to COVID-19. Matestein says voters need to follow the directions on the ballot carefully.
Hundreds of thousands of voters have problems with their vote-by-mail ballot every single election cycle because they fail to sign the ballot envelope, or the signature on their ballot envelope doesn't match the signature that's on file, or they simply turn it in too late.
In-person voting locations will vary by county, so it's important to check your county Registrar of Voters website. 15 of the state's counties, including L.A. and Orange counties, have switched to a system of regional vote centers that are larger and open for 4 days before the election. The other counties retain the traditional neighborhood polling places that are open on Election Day only. Governor Gavin Newsom announced Monday more than $230 million to create homes for people experiencing homelessness in order to protect them from COVID-19. The federal and state dollars will help create 1,800 housing units across the state. Many will be converted from hotels.
We have a moral and ethical obligation to address this issue head on. We need to see better results at the local level and the regional level, and we need to make sure your tax dollars are going for their intended purposes, and that's to produce real permanent results.
Newsom announced a first round of projects last week, which involves almost 600 additional units. It's all part of California's Home Key program, aimed at helping people experiencing homelessness. Announcements will be made weekly until a total of $600 million has been awarded. The Census Bureau is contending with several natural disasters as wildfires and hurricanes disrupt the final weeks of the nation's once-a-decade headcount. The agency was already burdened with the coronavirus pandemic and a tightened deadline. Now the fires on the West Coast have forced tens of thousands of people to flee homes in California and Oregon before they could be counted. And tens of thousands of others remain uncounted in Louisiana communities hit hard by Hurricane Laura more than 2 weeks ago. Nearly 250,000 more households are uncounted in areas affected by Hurricane Sally this week. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.